He followed after the girl a few steps as she departed, drawn to her, liking her.
I don't feel you destroyed your friend. It seems to me you've been as much destroyed, as much the victim. Only on you, it doesn't show. Anyhow, there was no choice.
I'm going to hell, Donna said. She smiled suddenly, a broad, boyish grin. My Catholic upbringing.
In hell, they sell you nickel bags, and when you get home, there's M&Ms in them.
M&Ms made out of turkey turds, Donna said. And then, all at once, she was gone. Vanished away into the hither and thither going people. He blinked.
Is this how Bob Ogda felt?
He asked himself.
Must have.
There she was, stable and as if forever. Then, nothing. Vanished like fire or air, an element of the earth back into the earth. To mix with the everyone else people that never ceased to be. Poured out among them. The evaporated girl, he thought. Of transformation that comes and goes as she will. And no one, nothing, can hold on to her.
I seek to net the wind, he thought,
and so had Arctur.
Vain, he thought, to try to place your hands firmly on one of the federal drug abuse agents. They are furtive, shadows which melt away when their job dictates, as if they were never really there in the first place. Arctur, he thought, was in love with a phantom of authority, a kind of hologram through which a normal man could walk and emerge on the far side, alone, without ever having gotten a good grip on it, on the girl itself. God's M.O., he reflected, is to transmute evil into good. If he is active here, he is doing that now, although our eyes can't perceive it. The process lies hidden beneath the surface of reality and emerges only later, to, perhaps, our waiting heirs. Paltry people who will not know the dreadful war we've gone through and the losses we took, unless in some footnote in a minor history book they catch a notion, some brief mention, with no list of the fallen. There should be a monument somewhere, he thought, listing those who died in this. And worse, those who didn't die, who have to live on, past death, like Bob Arctur, the saddest of all. I get the idea Donna is a mercenary, he thought, not on salary. And they are the most wraith-like. They disappear forever. New names, new locations. You ask yourself, where is she now? And the answer is nowhere, because she was not there in the first place.
Reseating himself at the wooden table, Mike Westaway finished eating his burger and drinking his Coke, since it was better than what they were served at New Path, even if the burger had been made from ground-up cow's anuses.
To call Donna back, to seek to find her or possess her. I seek what Bob Arctur sought, so maybe he is better off now, this way. The tragedy in his life already existed. To love an atmospheric spirit, that was the real sorrow. Hopelessness itself. Nowhere on the printed page, nowhere in the annals of man would her name appear. No local habitation, no name. There are girls like that, he thought. And those you love the most, the ones where there is no hope because it has eluded you at the very moment you close your hands around it. So, maybe we saved him from something worse, Westaway concluded. And while accomplishing that, put what remained of him to use, to good and valuable use. If we turn out lucky,